Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We're introduced at the beginning of 2 Kings 13 to another time link in history's chain. Earlier, we read that, quote, by the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priest had not repaired the damages of the temple, chapter 12, verse 6. And so Jehoash was stirred to holy action. Now we read, quote, in the 23rd year of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, became king over Israel in Samaria and reigned 17 years, chapter 13, verse 1. Jehu, his father, had, quote, a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, Romans 10, verse 2, as Paul wrote in another context. Not so Jehoahaz, quote, he did evil in the sight of the Lord, 2 Kings 13, 2. In discipline, the Lord sent Hazael of Syria to chasten Israel. But unlike Jehoash of Judah, who trusted in the arm of his own flesh when Hazael showed up at his gate, quote, Jehoahaz pleaded with the Lord, and the Lord listened to him. Then the Lord gave Israel a deliverer, so that they escaped from under the hand of the Syrians, verses 4 and 5. But this is like Judges Redux. Externally, the people were delivered from a marauding army. But internally, they remained enslaved to their idols. See verse 6. How solemn a warning to us today. It's possible to appear to be victorious externally, but still captive to idols in the heart. As a reminder of their vulnerability, and so their dependence on the Lord to deliver them, their army was greatly diminished, as it was in the days of Gideon. Like the dust on the threshing floor after the harvest is gathered in, quote, he left of the army of Jehoahaz only 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers, verse 7. Showing up to battle with that would either be a joke leading to disaster or Jehovah leading to victory. How thrilling to remember when we feel outnumbered. You, plus God, are always a majority.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.